Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Hey guys, what's going on? Jack Austin with Seven Lamb Productions. So excited to bring you guys the newest episode of Crystal Blue. We know you've been anticipating it, so here it is. Also, as you're probably aware, we've been doing this partnership with Voyage Media, doing Fever Dreams, a pulp collection, and we are so excited about this new episode coming out called The Portal, starring yours truly. It's a sci-fi thriller. It's a really, really great episode, so I hope you guys really dig it. So stick around after this episode for a sneak peek of The Portal, and then go to feverdreamspodcast.com to download the episode. Thanks and enjoy.
Seven Lamb Productions presents Crystal Blue, Season 1, Episode 4, No Signal.
Think they make good on the list?
What we requested? Shit. We'll be lucky if we get half of what we asked for.
Half? You really think so?
It gets less and less every damn time.
What about your pull?
Only extends so far.
What does that mean?
It means, if I don't talk to HQ directly, it doesn't work.
Who put in the order?
Who do you think?
I thought Hiltz didn't want anything to do with that anymore.
That's his problem. Changes his damn mind too much. Makes it difficult for the rest of us who actually care about our work.
Hey, watch out for that ditch.
I see it. I pulled the lever hard right, which jerked the Rhino to the side. The Rhino was a powerful vehicle, but Crystal Blue had one of the oldest models. A bulldozer that could barely maintain speed and had trouble operating on uneven terrain.
Hey, watch it!
I looked back to see Bull peering through the back window. He didn't look happy, but he never did. Bull was a big dude, easily 260 pounds, most of which was pure muscle. He had a big bushy beard and a flat nose. He grunted, then he sat back down in the trailer. The Rhino only fit two people inside its cabin, and Bull was way too big. So Roman and I sat up front, and Bull and Yara sat in the open-air 20-foot trailer, which the Rhino dragged across the red rock.
Sarko, why don't you try for the cap's position?
What the hell are you talking about? Hiltz has longer on this rock than any of us.
Ever figure out what for?
No, and I don't care.
Okay, but you know the Major. Why not reach out and
I don't want his position.
Shit, man. The tower really mean that much to you?
Roman didn't understand. Nobody did. Our work on the tower was not just a passing of time like others thought. It was important. It could take another decade to get the new tower operational with our manpower and supplies. But if I could get it working before my time was up, there could potentially be a big promotion in it for me. And hell, maybe even Roman. If he stopped messing around and took it seriously. Roman, being captain on this rock gets you nowhere.
But working on the tower does.
How many times I gotta tell you? Yes, it's important. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Man, Sarko, I'm all for helping out, but we're gonna be out of this place in another year and a half.
Two for me.
Still, two. I mean, I'm all about putting in the work. I know the higher-ups are gonna check the records when we leave this place, but you really think they're gonna notice if we work 6 days a week compared to five?
Don't be like Rich and Ferris. Don't be a lazy asshole.
I'm not, but come on, man.
A lot of people believe being sent to Athera was a way to punish, a way of being put in time out, that the time spent here wasn't of any purpose, and that just wasn't true. They monitor the work that's put in, which is why it was important to put in the effort. You're saying all of this because of Hiltz.
No, I'm not. I don't care what the cap says. I don't care what anyone else says.
Well, hell, Bull and Yara put in the work.
Sure, and so did the newbies. But now they're gone and still in the EDF.
I don't see what you're getting at.
You don't think it's a little unfair?
What?
Us, putting in manual labor. While freaking Maisie and Max and the rest of them sit in their cushy chairs typing at a computer, sometimes putting in half days.
It's work. It's all work.
It's bullshit is what it is.
He did have a point. But that was known since the third week on this rock. Of course, me and Roman put in the work. Actual work. But it would be worth it if we could get the current tower operational before our relief arrived. Listen, you don't think the moment I get off this rock, I'm not going to the Major and telling him how horribly this place is run under Hiltz?
But my point is, will he care?
Why wouldn't he?
Because Hiltz is like us.
He's not like us. He's an officer.
An officer that was sent to Athera. And whatever he did to land himself here was a hell of a lot worse than any of us.
We don't know that.
Of course we do.
No, he could have received that limit based on the fact that he is an officer. A harsher sentence because of his status.
You really think that's the case?
I don't know, and I don't care either way. It changes nothing.
Maybe not. But there is a chance that the higher-ups won't give two shits about the effort we put in, or the lack thereof, from our almighty captain. And if that is the case, I don't know if I want to break my back building something meaningless.
And I'm telling you, it's not.
A fourth tower isn't even going to solidify breathable air for the entire planet. And even if it did, they aren't going to build any colonies here anytime soon. They don't need to. We're in the middle of nowhere. Hardly anyone comes to the outer edge.
Then you're saying every job here is meaningless?
Every single one.
Roman, just trust me on this, okay? Put in the work, reap the rewards.
I hope there are rewards, man. You know I got you, but I really hope this is worth it. Especially because I'm gonna be out of this mother before you.
And I will make known the importance of your work when I leave.
You're not gonna forget about me. I'll be 6 months out, stationed who knows where.
I won't forget.
You really think we can get it done before leave?
I'm counting on it. When we pulled up to Crystal Blue, it was just getting dark.
Rich, Ferris, you copy? Rich, Ferris, you there? We need you to open the bay door.
Those lazy assholes.
Ferris? Rich? Anyone?
I got it.
I turned around to see Yara jumping down from the trailer. Bull was asleep in the back with his mouth hanging open.
Where do you think they are?
Ferris and Rich?
Yeah.
Who the hell knows? Probably in the mess stealing food again.
Man, can't believe Hiltz didn't come down on them harder over that.
Really? You can't. I watched Yara make her way around the front of the Rhino and over to the control panel by the bay door. She pressed some buttons, but nothing happened.
Think it's jammed?
She looked back at us and shrugged, her muscles pushing her sleeves up and glistening in the setting suns. Yara was a strong woman, and after Bull, she was the strongest person here. Once she got super drunk and challenged everyone to an arm wrestling match. She beat half of the base and was going to continue until the others backed out, and that was back when we had some big burly dudes here. It's probably locked, as it should be.
Those guys don't do anything as they should. It's probably still locked from when we left. Want me to do a manual override?
No. Call communications. Get Maisie to open it.
Max.
What?
Max? It's almost dark.
Whoever. Just get him to open this damn thing. I need a shower.
Max, you copy?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Max!
Yeah, what is it?
We need you to open the bay door.
Roman?
Yes. Open the bay door.
Where the hell is Ferris and Rich?
We don't know. Can you just open it? Damn.
One sec.
Hey, I'm going in.
I gave a sarcastic wave, and Yara made her way around the building. She was going to use the side entrance. What the hell is taking him so long? Yara's going to have this thing up.
Roman.
Yeah?
No good. I have a drop link here. It says service failure, but it's probably the board again. You have to do a manual override or have someone open from the inside. Unless you want me to troubleshoot.
Tell him to forget it. Yara's already making her way around.
Max, forget it. We'll figure it out.
3 minutes later, the bay door slowly rose, revealing Yara by the control pad.
Hey, where's the crawler?
What the hell?
But how are we going to do that, Captain? Sarko takes the trailer with him.
Oh, I don't know, Rich. Maybe use the damn cart?
Sarko takes the cart, too.
We have two carts.
In Rich's defense, the other cart's a piece of shit.
I don't care. We have 2 tons of material out there that's liable to get damaged if it's not brought inside.
We can't move 2 tons with the cart. That'd be 100 trips.
So, what about the supplies?
We saw Worm bringing them in.
He brought in the food. Just the food. Just like last time.
Hey, we brought in the tires.
Yeah, what about the tires? That's something. Those things are huge.
If you can bring in the tires, you can bring in everything else.
That's not true.
Yeah, Cap. The tires roll. The crates don't.
When Sarko returns...
Sarko should be back any time.
Then we'll get to the supplies first thing in the morning. We have to make room for it anyway.
Well, what the hell have you been doing all week?
2 tons is a lot, sir.
2 tons is less than the normal load.
Is it?
Even after my talks with HQ, my supply list was severely shrunken, and it looks like stock will be even less the next time around.
What's with that, man?
Cutbacks for the Theras. All of them.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, how do they expect us to get anything done?
You guys don't get anything done regardless.
Hey, Cap. Sarko's back.
The captain's door was open. Ferris and Rich were inside. Rich had his feet up on the captain's desk. Sometimes the captain went too easy on Blue's residence, and it drove me crazy.
What do you need, Sarko?
Need? I don't need anything. I'd like to know why the bay door wasn't fixed, though.
It was.
It wasn't.
The thing opens.
But the outside circuit board is malfunctioning. Again.
Then open it from the inside.
It's your job to fix it.
Actually, I think it's Kay's job. She's maintenance, after all.
But it's your garage.
We don't own it.
It's still your responsibility.
Hey, the captain needed to see us.
Wait, what's wrong with the circuit board?
It's fine, Cap. The bay door is fine.
It's not. A simple manual override will open the thing.
So?
So, that means it's weak.
You're weak.
Shut up, you two. Were you able to get in?
Sure, yeah. But you realize with a weak circuit board that can't even connect to the comm room means anyone can walk up, slam against the damn board, and get inside.
I hate to be that guy, but Cap, I think Sarko's lying.
Yeah, me too. He's definitely a liar. This wouldn't be the first time.
After parking the Rhino, I went out and I tested it myself. Flipped the board and punched the damn thing. It opened right up.
So fucking what, Sarko? Maybe you forgot, but we're alone on this damn rock.
Yeah, man. Who the hell's gonna break in?
And maybe you two forgot, but the last time we had an issue with the control board, it fried during a sandstorm causing the bay door to open, rendering all of our equipment on the second deck useless. Although, that probably could have been avoided if the equipment had been covered like it should have been.
You know, Sarko, it's guys like you that keep me straight.
Yeah, man, you complain more than my ex-wife.
Captain, seriously?
Hey, cut us some slack. That's when we first arrived.
Yeah, man, we didn't know where the covers were.
I didn't even know what a cover was.
Well, maybe if you didn't half-ass everything and paid attention in the screening room...
Worry about your own job, man.
Yeah, you whiny piece of...
Enough. Enough. Rich, Ferris, circuit board tomorrow.
Sure, yeah, if we got a new one in supplies.
Jesus...
What?
We didn't get one with supplies.
Why not?
Ferris?
Okay, yeah, maybe we forgot to put it on the order sheet.
You idiots.
Hey, we did an inventory count for all your damn materials.
Yeah, where's the thanks for that?
That's your job, you deadbeats.
Well, the way the captain's talking, they probably wouldn't have sent one anyway.
What?
Can Max run a bypass?
Maybe. He couldn't access it when we got back, but he said he could troubleshoot.
Could or would?
I don't know.
Fine. Guys, tomorrow, I want that fixed by any means. Have Max troubleshoot. And I want material loaded in the garage, counted, stored, and goddammit, covered.
You got it, sir. We'll do it for you. Not you.
Ferris motioned to me. Rich snickered behind him. You guys are a joke.
Maybe so, but the captain likes us better. Right, Cap?
Out! Everyone out of here. I'm getting hungry and pissed off.
While Rich and Ferris left, I stayed put. The captain was looking through his files, but stopped when he noticed me still standing by his shelf.
What is it, Sarko? I thought we got everything cleared up.
Where's the crawler?
It's with Carter and Kay.
What?
Sarko, can this wait? I need to log these files, and I'm starving. I'd like to get to mess before the food's cold.
Did they take it for some romantic getaway?
Stop.
I'm serious.
No, they took it because last night Max discovered a downed shuttle.
A downed shuttle?
Crash-landed in the jungle.
What kind of shuttle?
We're not sure. So Carter, Kay, the doc, and the new girl went out.
The new girl? Rita's replacement?
Yes, Victoria Palmer, which means you'll be down a builder again next week, but just the one.
I'm not worried about the builder. I'm worried about the crawler.
You'll have to make do.
Rich and Ferris just got that thing running.
And it's a good thing, too.
But...
Sarko, you don't need the crawler. You haven't used it for the past 4 months.
That's because we use it for the new materials when they come in, Captain. You know this.
I don't know what to tell you.
They're taking it into the jungle?
I don't know how far. I left it to their judgment. Carter knows his way around.
Carter was Hiltz's right-hand man. The captain bent over backwards for that dude often. It was pathetic. Does Carter even know how to drive that thing?
He's fine.
You should have sent me out.
You weren't here. And they won't be back before you go out again.
Was the shuttle EDF?
Yes.
How do you know?
Maisie and Max got a scan. We know it's EDF, but we're not sure make or number.
It wasn't the supply ship, was it?
No, Gavin made it to Thera 3.
Did Max do a space scan or check the travel records?
Damn it, Sarko.
It was annoying that the captain didn't know more. He never seemed suitable to run this place, and after the bay door conversation and now this, my assertion still held true.
I have been trying to get things in order for HQ, and I'm still logging data.
Did we get all the materials for the tower?
Here.
The captain handed me his log pad and stretched the list.
Go ahead. Go through it. That's everything we got. Scroll all the way down to see what I ordered and what they didn't send us.
Metal sheets?
Sure, but not as many as you needed.
How are we going to finish the rear-facing wall?
I don't know. You'll have to figure something out because a notice came with the supplies, too. Apparently, they're limiting stock on all the Theras.
For what?
They didn't say, but I'd assume it has something to do with the riots on Petora and the expansions to the outer colonies. But, of course, that's just a guess.
This is absurd.
Tell me about it. Go through the whole invoice. That's all we got.
I quickly scanned the log pad, scrolling all the way to the bottom. Only half of what we had requested had made it in the supply drop. So what about the tower?
Keep working on it, but whatever you end up needing, you'll just have to hope they give us in the next drop. Now, screw this logging crap. I feel a headache coming on, and I'm getting something to eat. Close up when you're done.
The captain walked out. How could they not send us most of this stuff? We didn't even ask for that much. Not like the last shipment. I was so frustrated. All the work I had put into this place, and I'm not going to be able to finish it because of the lack of supplies? They really didn't care about the Theris, did they? They really didn't care about us. Thirty minutes and a shower later, and I was in the mess sitting across from Roman. Worm left the food out like usual, and since the hot plates couldn't keep a charge, most of the food was cold. Would it kill you to keep that thing charged?
You talking to me?
Worm came over scratching his stomach, a dirty dish towel hanging over his shoulder. The shit's cold.
It's always cold.
Should have got here earlier like the captain, rather than focusing on gelling that hair.
Just keep the shit charging overnight.
This shit is charged overnight, but it doesn't hold when I cook. You want it warm? Then wait 30 minutes and do it yourself.
Can we avoid complaining one damn night? Just one? Thanks?
The captain was sitting in the corner of the room, a table away from Bull and Yara. The captain often ate alone, doing his stupid puzzles.
Didn't you put in an order, Worm?
Roman, of course I did, but they don't send a shit. You should know. Right, Cap?
Right.
So I cook the same time every morning, afternoon, and night, giving them hot plates enough time to cool down and charge back up. But as of now, I'm done.
Dishes?
I'll get to them in the morning, Cap. Promise.
Of course. Everyone just did whatever they wanted here. Why try to fix anything when everything can be pushed back? Here, procrastination was routine.
Enjoy the food!
Worm wiped his hands and tossed the dish towel over the counter into the kitchen. He then unraveled his apron, threw it over his shoulder, and walked out.
Hey, what's Worm mean?
About what?
About we should know?
They were stingy on supplies.
They always are. So what?
Yeah, well, this is the worst it's been. Hilt showed me the order sheet.
And? Metal sheets, markers, drill bits, extension cables?
Sure, yeah. But they stiffed us on half the replacement tools, and certain materials were altogether left out.
How the hell did they expect us to finish this damn thing?
I don't know.
See, man, I told you, Sarko. They don't care about us. You really think they'll give a damn if we work on the APT?
You'll work on the APT regardless.
The captain had put down his tablet and was now staring at us.
But, Captain, what for?
Because it's your job. Everyone has a job here, and that's the one you signed up for.
Hey, that's the one I got stuck with.
And you've had plenty of time to put in for a transfer. You chose to stick with it.
But how are we supposed to get anything done if they won't send us what we need?
You'll make do like the rest of us. Like Worm with the hot plates, like Rich and Ferris with the circuit boards, like Max and Maisie with the holodecks.
Give it a rest, Roman. We have plenty to keep us going right now. And if those failures in the garage repair that last sand clear, we'll be fine. Just then, Maisie walked in and over to the captain.
Cap, Kay's given an update. They're out of the valley.
Where are we with visual?
No good. But I was able to pinpoint the location.
What time is it? When do we have an open link to HQ again?
10 minutes.
All right. Thanks, Maisie.
Maisie left, and the captain started clearing his table.
What's that all about?
That is why the crawler is missing.
Where'd Kay take it? I assume Carter and the doc are with her.
Yeah, they went south.
But they're leaving the valley?
Shuttle crashed.
What? What shuttle?
We don't know, Roman. We're trying to figure that out.
Where'd it crash?
Royina.
The jungle?
That's right.
The captain put his tray on the bar and walked out.
Did he just say a ship crashed in the jungle?
Well, if it's done for, maybe we can strip it for parts.
I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
The captain's going to talk to HQ, and I want to see what they have to say.
Give him a piece of your mind, huh?
I want to know why we aren't getting what we need, and I damn well know the captain won't give him hell. I threw my tray on the bar and walked out, but as I turned the corner of the hallway, a young kid bumped into me, spilling his drink all over his shirt.
Ah, shit.
What the hell are you doing?
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Just move out of the way.
Sorry. Hey, are you Troy Sarko?
I turned to face the wide-eyed kid who was airing out his shirt. That's right. And you're one of the new guys.
The only new guy.
I thought they sent two replacements.
Well, yeah, but the other is a gal.
What?
I'm the only new guy. The other is Palmer. She's a girl. Sorry, I was making a joke.
That was a joke?
Not a very good one, apparently.
What's your name?
Caden Quint, but everyone calls me Stooge.
Stooge?
Not the best nickname.
But fitting. I motioned to the orange wet stains on his shirt. He gave me a weak smile before flapping the shirt once more. You watch the tutorials? You read up on APTs?
I meant to do more today, but I'm still trying to get acquainted with everyone.
Why?
What?
Focus on your work.
No, I know. I just wanted to get to know it.
There's plenty of time for that later. We go out at least 4 days a week.
I heard.
We stay out there, at the tower.
Right.
We handle heavy machinery.
Oh.
Tools, materials, it's hard labor.
Okay.
Which means it's best if you know what the hell you're doing out there.
Right.
Because the captain may run things here, but I run things at the tower. And I'll tell you this, kid. If you screw up out there and cost us productivity, I won't be the only pissed off son of a bitch you'll have to deal with. Bull will have your hide. And I don't know if you've met Bull yet, but you don't want that.
No, I don't. Judging by his sleeping arrangement, I can tell he's a big dude.
Is that another joke?
Wasn't meant to be.
You got 2 days before we go back out. You better be ready. I left the kid wide-eyed and slack-jawed. Maybe that was too harsh, but screw these replacements. All they did was cost me time. I got lucky with Bull and Yara, but eventually they'd be gone. And who knows who I get stuck with.
What do you want, Sarko?
Max was at the right console with the captain, and Maisie standing behind him looking at the large wall monitor. The image was that of the Royana jungle. Red letters and numbers constantly flashed in the upper right corner. On the upper left were coordinates.
Sarko, I told you I'd fill you in later. I need to talk to HQ.
I wanted to talk to them too.
What? What the hell for?
I want to ask about our shipment.
Give me a break. I'm not doing this with you right now.
Damn, Sarko. We got a crash EDF vessel and all you can do is worry about some steel cables?
We're missing a lot.
Save it for another time.
But you're contacting them now.
To talk about the shuttle, Sarko, there are more pressing matters at this time. People could be hurt.
Not only that, but Carter and Kay and the doc are heading into the jungle.
I don't need your input, Maisie.
No one really does, but she'll give it anyway.
Oh, shut up, Max. I shouldn't even be here right now.
No one asked you to.
I did.
Maisie walked around the captain over to her terminal on the left. She plopped down in a chair and started typing away. I need to talk to HQ.
Not happening.
It'd be nice if you fought for us, Captain, instead of letting them stiff us all the time.
I told you I'm not doing this right now. Maisie, we got a signal yet?
We do now. Huh?
What is it?
1 second.
What'd you mess up now?
Well, that's weird.
What?
She's not getting a signal.
Is that true?
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense. I have a direct link.
Are you positive?
That's what it says. Hold on. Maybe I have the wrong link established.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Ugh, eyes on your own console, ass.
Maybe you're connected to the set.
Not possible.
So why won't it connect?
It seems like it's jammed.
Solar flares?
I don't think so.
Damn it, Maisie. We need to let HQ know about this shuttle.
I'm trying, sir.
Can you get a visual?
From 2?
Yes. Can you get a visual from Canyon Valley 2?
Let me check.
Put it on the wall. I want to see.
The large wall monitor flickered. The screen went black. Lines of code fluttered down, then the screen went black again, before flashing to a large image of space. Half a Thera 2 in view, beneath the stars.
We got an image.
You're welcome.
That was me.
So there's no problem with the connection?
No, not when it comes to the camera. It just looks like I'm not able to get a message out from the sat.
But it's reading the signal?
Want me to look at it?
No, shut up. It's reading my signal, but it's not sending it.
So we can't reach HQ. I want that connection, Maze.
I think it's jammed.
Is there something wrong with the satellite that we know of?
No.
No.
And it's not a solar flare.
I don't think so.
It's not.
I'm running a test, and everything's reading fine so far, but it'll take another 10 minutes to reach 100%.
Let me see this.
Max moved to his other screen. What if someone's jamming the signal?
You think someone is blocking our transmission?
Can you contact Thera 1 or Thera 3?
No, Cap. I can't get a message out at all. Not to the block, not to the Theras.
The captain stood and paced the room. It seemed he had the same uneasy feeling as I did. Something was wrong. We've had issues with the sats before, but nothing like this, right?
This is weird.
Told you.
I want answers, guys.
It was cute when the captain tried to take charge.
We might have to wait till CV1 is in reach. You know, to see if it's experiencing the same issue.
And if it is?
What?
If it is experiencing the same issue.
Well, Sarko, it would mean we have a pretty big problem.
Yeah, I don't know what you're asking.
He's wondering if we should be concerned, and so am I.
You think someone is deliberately blocking our communications?
The captain stopped, rubbed his chin, and looked over to us nervously.
I think we need to find out who exactly is on that shuttle.
Crystal Blue, written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Robert M. Lamb as Stooge, Gina Coyle as Palmer, Jack Austin as Carter, Ariel Hack as Kay, Brian Messick as Captain Hiltz, Brett Wilkins as Max, Corey Pettit as Maisie, Lucas Webley as Dr. Yoon, Ryan Wiggs as Rich, David Quiqui as Ferris, Douglas Solway as Sarko, Dennis Caldwell as Roman, Ryan Glover as Bull, Amy LeRae as Yara, and Mark Croftus as Worm. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Artlist.io. If you enjoy the show, don't forget to visit 7lamb.com for more audio dramas such as this one. And don't forget to rate and review. This has been a 7lamb production.
Hope you guys really enjoyed that episode of Crystal Blue. As promised, here are the first 6 minutes of The Portal. Hope you enjoy it.
I used to fish this hole with my little brother.
You have a brother?
I used to.
Hey, you got one.
What do I do?
Start reeling him in. Not too fast, though. We don't want to lose him. Don't let him get behind the boat.
I don't want to hurt him.
You won't. We'll take the hook out and throw him back. Just, Sean, he's getting behind the boat, buddy.
Why's that bad?
Ah, shoot.
Daddy?
Daddy. Still getting used to that. I've been married to his mom for a year now. Before that, I was only Justin. The line's caught around the propeller.
Is that bad?
It'll mess up the motor if I don't untangle it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll just clip the line and paddle ashore. It'll take just a minute for me to get it off the shaft, then we'll be back in business. I knew Sean's mother back in high school. She was a year ahead of me. God, I had such a crush on her. I wasn't the only one, that's for sure. She broke up with her boyfriend the end of senior year. She asked me to go to prom with her, as friends. Still, it was incredible. None of my friends could believe I pulled that off, and about 15 years later, the same thing happened, more or less. Fresh off her divorce, she moved back to town and I ran into her. She was looking for someone steady to help raise her son, and once again, I was there. I never saw myself having a wife and kids, and then suddenly, boom, I had a family. And every day after that, I thank God for it. Some people might not want a son like Sean. He's a bit withdrawn and doesn't always get the social cues he should be getting at 10. They used to call it Asperger's syndrome. I don't know what they call it these days. Veronica just says that he can be a little difficult. A lot of people would have been put off by him, but I didn't mind. I felt lucky. Want to give me a hand? We just need to pull it up onto the bank. There we are. All right, just hang out for a while I take care of this.
What's that?
Sean pointed upriver. About an eighth of a mile away, there was a dark structure on the riverbank. My heart sank when I saw it. It's a riverboat.
But it's on land.
It's very old, from the 1800s. Doesn't work anymore.
It looks cool.
It's not.
What's that big thing on the back of it?
That's the paddle. It's how the boat moved up and down the river. A steam engine powers it.
Was it for fishing?
No, it's more like a floating casino, but that was a long time ago. They pulled it out of the water so it wouldn't break free and damage other boats downriver.
Let's check it out.
No. Sorry, it's just, I want you to stay here with me. I began to work on the outboard motor. The monofilament got wrapped pretty good around it. After 10 minutes, I looked up and Sean wasn't there. Oh, shit. Sean? Sean! I could see him in the distance walking towards the beached paddle boat. Sean! He didn't hear me, or he ignored me. Either way, I could see him climbing aboard the boat. I took off running. It was 3 stories tall and covered with moss and vines like the earth was claiming it. The boat's name was painted in faded letters on the hull. The Spirit of Renewal. Signs on the grass said, "Keep out," and "No trespassing," but Sean blew right past him.
God damn it! Sean, come out here!
He didn't listen, as usual. I climbed aboard. I hate this place. I remember when they pulled the boat from the water and left it here. I was a kid then. I used to go here a lot with my little brother Robbie. It seemed like the coolest place in the world. I never wanted to see this place again, but I had to find Sean.
Sean!
In here, check it out.
God, for a second I could have sworn that was Robbie.
You need to get out here right now.
Damn it. I pulled aside some vines and started down a dark corridor. The smell of rotting wood and decaying plants made me gag. The hallway spilled out into what was once the gambling hall. The fine 19th century architecture was covered in 2 decades of mold. Where the hell'd you go?
Sean!
I passed the engine room. The furnace glowed from the hot coals in its belly. Why is it on?
Over here!
I followed his voice to a room at the center of the boat, more like a chamber. Not much bigger than a walk-in closet and about 2 stories tall. Instead of 4 walls, there are 6, and each is covered in mirrored glass. What is this? Sean saw me coming.
You can't catch me!
He closed the door to the chamber. The lights all around the boat brightened for a second, and the chamber filled with light, so bright it hurt my eyes.
Sean!
When I could see clearly again, the chamber was empty. He was gone. No. No, not again. The room started to spin and I went black.
To hear the rest of that episode, go to feverdreamspodcast.com.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.